Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mic. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Hey, man. Back in business, too, man. Whew. Man, how good is God? I mean, really, if you think about it, in spite of all that's going down in your life, first of all, it could be worse. But secondly, sometimes you have to remember, and I've just had to have this conversation with myself this morning. That's how I'm fresh on this one right here. When a challenge faces you, or you're going through a difficult moment, or you didn't hit a bump in the road, in the middle of that, if you can manage to be grateful, it would take you a long way. Gratitude is a powerful resource. If you can be grateful in the middle of it, gratitude is a powerful resource. When it's dim for you and it got a little bumpy on the road and you ran into some obstacles and you done ran up into some detour signs and your journey ain't smooth as it was last week or last year, you got to be grateful for the things that are going right and that have gone right, and for the thing that's wrong right now to get right. Man, can I share that with you? Man, is that a tough one to learn. It is for me. It has been one of my toughest challenges, is to learn how to be grateful, because it's a powerful resource, but how to be grateful in moments of despair when it ain't going right. See, here's a mistake I would make. See, when something go wrong, I want to focus on the wrong so much in an attempt to fix it. But even then, the focus ain't always in the fix it. The focus becomes, man, this is bad. Man, I can't believe this is happening. Why does this keep going down? That doesn't fix anything. You know, milling over it, going over what's wrong, explaining it, sharing it with your friends, you know, making it sound worse than it is, tell the story for pity from other people. All of that right there has nothing to do with the fix. Sometimes you're just mulling over it. You're just making it worse. You're just making it a bigger problem. You're manifesting it into your atmosphere. You're putting it out there in your spirit. Now all of a sudden it consumes your day. Next thing you know, you're having a bad day. If you're having a bad day, it's because you've been having some bad thoughts. So what I've had to learn how to do and what I'm working on this morning is I'm working on this situation that done cropped up. I was going kind of smooth here for a minute, and now I done got real bumpy in the road, you know, and all this here. So what I'm thinking about now, though, is even though I've hit a bump in the road, and even though I done ran into a detour, and even though I've hit this lull, I'm going down into a valley, I ain't up on the peak, can I not still be grateful for all the things that God has given me, for all the things he's done for me, for all the things he's brought me through, and realizing that even this that's happening to me again is going to pass too. He gonna get me through that too. Come on, man. God is a good God, man. It's a lot to be grateful for. So while I'm tripping on this bump in the road I done hit, what I gotta remember is all the things he's done for me. And like I say, my saying is joy and depression cannot reside in the same place. So instead of being down about this new bump in the road, if I'm constantly filling my mind with the thoughts of how good he's been to me, of what all he's done for me, of all the things he's brought me through, of all the blessings he's presented me with, when I go down that list, I really don't have a lot of time to mull over the situation. Now, do I have to fix this bump in the road? Of course I do. Are there some things I'm going to have to do to straighten it out? Of course it is. But Steve, just go on and get the business of doing it and straighten it out. What you mulling over and worrying about it for? You know, old people, I heard old people say something when I was growing up in the church. They say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. That's an amazing thing. And prayer just happens to be my weapon of choice. Now, it ain't always been that way. I want you to understand that. My first weapon of choice was, you do it to me, I do it to you. You call me out, I call you out. You say something bad about me, I've tried to find you and say something bad about you. That was my weapon in the past. How did that work out for you, Steve? Not so good. Because you know what? I spent a lot of time fighting back, kicking back, swinging back, when I could have spent all that time climbing. See, all you're trying to do at the end of the day, folks, is have a better life than the one you got. All you're trying to do is improve your position in life, You know, it's not my business to make sure you don't get where you going. I ain't got no time for that. It's not my job to assure that you ain't as high as me. I ain't got no time for that. Your real mission and purpose is to have the best life that you can have, to ascend to the highest plateau that you can get to make your family as comfortable as you can, to provide as much as you can for your family, but legally. See, those of us that are sitting up here trying to come up with sideways, you can ask a couple million men sitting in prison today how they wish they hadn't have done that. And they'll tell you, oh, man, I wish I never had did it. I knew not to go down there. Something told me not to go down there. Man, if I could change things, I would. But they sitting somewhere doing some time that had they made another decision, they wouldn't have to do. Now, that don't make them throw away people. Nah, man, because everybody make mistakes. And God is in the forgiving business. And some of us have done some things that really broke the law and a whole lot of other things and deserve to do some time. But through the grace of God, we didn't. But now we sit up here and we pass judgment on people who got to do some. Man, I don't care. I don't care what you've done. God can forgive anything. But our position, our motivation in life is to try to have the best life we can have and provide for those around us and make it comfortable. If that's your ambition, you don't have time to worry about or concern yourself with another person. And I wasted time doing that. And that's not the way to get it done. It's simply mind to your business. Taking care of you and getting yourself right and tight is 24/7. So that's a full-time job. So what I had to learn was, and what I've, the reason I've chosen prayer as my weapon of choice now, is that now prayer helps me that I don't have to fight back. Now, if I get cornered, I'm going to fight you. I ain't even going to lie to you. And I'm still working on some things that trigger me, you know. So I'm slowly getting better at that. But I've learned that my weapon of choice is prayer now. So when it happens ugly for me, I pray about it. When it get tight and dismal for me, I pray about it. And the thing about prayer, man, is prayer changes things. Yes, it does now. Read about it and try it. That's the deal, okay? Come on. Prayer is a wonderful weapon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about to go down, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, alive and well. One, two, three. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, because you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg. That's how we doing it this morning. Alive and well, grateful, highly motivated. The tudes is in the building. If you wake up with gratitude, it affects your attitude, which is in direct correlation to your altitude. Get your tudes together, man. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, that boy is back, Junior, And ladies and gentlemen, yours truly. Junior, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, where you been?
Junior, yeah, stop let's ask him the question.
Where you been? Do I have to tell you, Alice?
Yeah.
No. You don't have to tell us where you were.
Okay.
But you have to want your check, though.
Oh, threatened. You know, I like that even better.
You know what? I understand what you're saying, Unc. Hey, family, listen. I know I've been gone about a week. I need a little time. I ain't tell y'all this, but I got married over the weekend. Yeah, I want y'all to know that.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all got married, okay? I did.
Junior, what? You did what?
I got married.
Is he for real right now?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all see the ring. What the hell y'all talking about? He's real.
Being pranked?
No. He not here to do pranks.
Junior.
No. Yeah.
Junior, you got married this weekend?
Dog. I swear to God, I got married. Great
you
wedding.
You got a whole wife right now.
Got a whole wife in the room right now.
Okay. Let
Mrs.
me just
Spates.
Say this right here.
Mrs. Spates. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's Mrs.
Because this is a national radio show, I can't say what I want to say.
No, you can't.
But you know that emoji that's orange?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With the angry face.
Symbols cross his mouth.
Yeah. Yes. I know which one.
Yeah.
I need about eight of them right now. And then I need the little yellow emoji with the eyes wide open.
Yes. That's my
and
favorite.
And then I need the one Monica always seeing me, the little girl with her hands up like that.
I don't know.
And then the one with the hand on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then let me see.
Because now,
I know the fines on this show.
Oh, okay.
You know I paid them all.
Yeah.
I paid them all. That $300,000 one, that hurt me.
Yeah.
I know all the prices for each word
each
of profanity. And let me tell you, my favorite cuss word, the big one with the 13 letters in it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why they charged me the whole fine because I don't even say it with all the letters in it.
It's not about the count of the okay, of the
ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Junior is married.
We need a minute.
Yeah,
I need a minute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to drink. We are not coming right back. I'm going to drink.
We need a drink right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Steve. What you got, Steve?
And Junior, I've been doing it since you and Tommy been out. You know, I didn't know you were doing it. I'm still in shock, but this is how you announce it. Say it. Make your announcement, Shirley.
All right. It is time now to run that prank back with Steve.
Weed in a church van, run it, cat.
That's how he does it, Junior.
Sad. That's it?
Oh, let's set up. We done heard this damn prank. Let's go.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut my TV down.
Brother Dan. Brother Dan.
Oh, this is
okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Oh, hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh no, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church. Now, where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wouldn't smoke in no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now, why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no and I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think? You know who I think the weed belonged to?
Who?
I think the weed belonged to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the? What the heck? Man!
Damn! You just got pranked! Oh my God! You just got pranked! What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Larry, they call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly what you said. Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm gonna hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Yeah, I got me.
Man, go on rest, man. Go on and chill out the rest of the day.
I try, man. I know I ain't gonna smoke no weed.
Well, that's it. Weed in the church van. Hey, listen, watch me on Ready for Some Love.
Now
that's
you know added words.
And...
That's it?
All right. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, music executive Shaka Zulu faces murder charges in Atlanta after a shooting in Atlanta back in June of this year. And Kim Kardashian dropped about $70 million on a Malibu beach house. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This one's from Cassandra in Tyler. Cassandra writes, "My husband and I have two teenagers, and he is strict on our son, but not on our daughter. She's 17 and he won't let her get a job, but he made our 15-year-old son work with him all summer. How do I fix the imbalance so my son won't feel bad?"
So your son won't feel bad.
Right.
Ma'am, are you kidding me? Your father is teaching your son discipline and responsibility, which is what he has to do. He's spoiling your daughter because he's showing your daughter what the love of a man feels like. And it's putting her on a pedestal. Now, she's 17. It's dangerous out here in this world today. She going out getting a job, got to work late hours. Maybe he's protecting her from that until it's absolutely necessary. On the other hand, the boy has to get it. And stop being the coddling mother. "What I did to make my son not feel bad?" What you want to raise? You want to raise this little chump, this little ragged-ass boy? Don't know nothing about no responsibility, doing like he want to do, because he going to be a man one day. See, your son may one day have a wife like you and a daughter like his sister. And if he don't have the ability to take care of her, he won't even be able to give his daughter the choice of staying home or going to work. Because my daddy ain't worth a damn, so now I got to get out of here. So now, why are you calling me to ask me what you can tell your father, your husband, so your son can feel better? Are you kidding me? Look, when you're married to a man and you know you have a good man and he's imparting these little nuggets on these boys about manhood, please allow that to happen. Because that's what's wrong in our society today. We have so many young men that didn't get the nuggets of manhood that now they're walking around with a whole different viewpoint of what manhood is. Just let that go. Congratulations. Okay. You lucky. Ain't nobody fix nothing for your little sorry little boy so he don't feel bad. Man, I wish,
worried about his feelings. That's not what
you're saying. I wish somebody had said that to my father.
Ooh, what would have happened?
Doing that so Steve won't feel bad.
Feel.
Who gave his ass permission to feel?
Talk, all right.
Father, it was different households. So, all right, let's go.
All right, moving on to April in Philly. April says, "I've been married for less than a year, and this lady came through the drive-thru at my job and said she has been sleeping with my husband. I'm his boss, and he was at work, but he refused to address her. I put him out of my house. Should I fire him too?"
Whoa. What?
Well, now, you got to think about this, lady. If you fire him, who gonna be the fry cook tomorrow? See, you up in here, you rushing to judgment. Who is gonna be the fry cook tomorrow? If a lady pulls up your drive-through window and accuses you of sleeping with your husband, and your husband is at work and you the manager, clearly he ain't the manager. You said he works for you. That ain't, but a couple positions back there.
Fry cook and what else?
I've been back there. You either flipping burgers, or you dropping them fries? Or you on rap duty today? Now, rap duty is when you take the meat and put it on the bun and dress it with whatever they making. Now, I don't know which one of the fast foods you at, but I know all of the stations. I was fry man at Burger King.
Were you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Boy, let me tell you something. When I moved up to the Brawl Master.
Couldn't talk to you.
Boy, what? And could put them frozen patties on that grill and they rolled over that fire.
Oh, yes. Flame broil.
So, girl, wait, I can't tell you. Go ahead.
Let me get this straight. Is she should be more concerned about who's going to be the fry cook tomorrow than a woman who's sleeping with her husband who says she's sleeping with her husband.
That's for joke purposes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of a woman that drove up through drive-thru.
Right.
Let me get a number one and...
Then ask for a number one and at the pay window and tells you, I'm sleeping with your husband. Uh-huh. He back there dropping fries. He heard her voice on the intercom. Yeah. So now he dropping extra fry. He heard her voice. That intercom, you can hear people. Because everybody got a headset on back there. Man, I'll be down.
All right, drive to the next window.
I'll be down. Boy, that show sound like Belinda. God. Yeah.
That'll be $8.90. Drive.
Yeah. Drive through. Yeah.
That'll be $8.90. Why don't you get it from the man I'm sleeping with? He's your husband. He back there. He the one told me to come around here and get this free lunch.
That's dirty.
God, no.
Oh, man.
That's when you got to start throwing grease on the floor.
And then what happens grease when you do that?
Well, you got to create a distraction.
Oh, okay.
What so dog what did he need do? To do, he need to start a small fire.
Oh, no.
Right now.
That's dangerous.
At the restaurant.
Burn the place down.
So if I was her, I would take it with a grain of salt. Who is this woman? Think of this.
Yeah.
Who's the lady that drives through a drive-thru to tell a woman I'm sleeping with her?
Well, she horrible. Already put the man out of the house.
Yeah, that could have been a lie. And he yeah. has nowhere to go. Because I'm going to tell you right now about fry cook pay. Let me tell you something. Yeah. That don't leave a lot for savings. You sure can't save up for no apartment as the fry cook.
He can go over her apartment since she over there ordering and telling business.
Uh-huh. Go to her. Wow. So he is definitely out. Yeah. Matter of fact, he back at a relative's house. Yeah. So you make fry cook, that money right there, I'm telling you right now, woo. That was, let me see, when not I was woo, woo, school, woo. That was a dollar.
She said, not woo.
I think that was $1.55 or $1.65.
Uh-huh. But that's was back then.
Yeah.
Minimum wage is higher now.
It's $15. Right. Yeah, but
so
still
is everything else. Mm-hmm.
You think that's mm-hmm. enough for an apartment, Shirley?
No, I don't. I do not. Okay. I do not.
Relative's house.
All right. Well, moving on, I guess. Bailey in Tacoma says, my older sister had a pool party last weekend and we all got drunk. My sister's husband kissed me and my little sister saw it and she told my mom.
Shirley, what happened?
My older sister had a pool party last weekend. We all got drunk. My sister's husband kissed me and my little sister saw it and told my mom. My mom is upset and said, I've got to tell my sister about her husband. Should I really do that? It's from Bailey.
No, y'all got drunk. I would let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I would let that go and tell mom stay out of it.
Mama,
the problem is if she let the sister's husband kiss her, which I don't hear nothing about no fight at the pool. I didn't hear no I snatched and fell in the water. I didn't hear we knocked over the barbecue. I didn't hear none of that. So she might have fell into his arms and really went with this.
Okay, mama. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Shaka Zulu, that name may sound familiar to a lot of people. Shaka Zulu is a longtime music executive and manager of rapper Ludacris. He's been charged with murder, aggravated assault, simple battery, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, according to arrest warrants. Shaka Zulu, whose real name is Ahmed Obafemi, is accused of fatally shooting a 23-year-old man in the chest, grazing another man in the leg, and assaulting a third man by slamming his head against a window outside of apartment 4B restaurant in Atlanta. This happened back in June. 52-year-old Zulu turned himself in last week and posted a $200,000 bond that same day. Zulu and another man were both shot in the back, but Zulu is the only arrest made in this case. Zulu's lawyer issued this statement saying a close review of all the evidence, including the surveillance footage and eyewitness interviews, reveals that Mr. Zulu was attacked and jumped from behind by a gang of at least four individuals, sadly including the decedent, and was forced to defend himself after this gang repeatedly stomped, punched, and kicked him while he was on the ground in a defenseless posture. Mr. Zulu was shot in the back during the shooting and nearly lost his life and is still recovering from the nearly fatal injuries he sustained that evening. It is not lost on Mr. Zulu that someone lost his life, but had Mr. Zulu not lawfully defended himself, Mr. Zulu would have been killed that night. So... Wow. That's a lot, and that's a whole lot.
No, that's really too bad, because I've known this brother for a number of years, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's just always been just a fine businessman,
mm-hmm.
a great guy, man. So I wish him well. I hope his attorney is correct with all this footage. That doesn't stop charges from coming in. We have to remember something. Just because a person's charged don't mean he's guilty.
Right. Doesn't mean
he's, you know, and guilty. If this attorney's statements are true, mm-hmm. or remotely true, there could be a cause for self-defense. I just don't see this guy walking around initiating a crime.
No.
Just
to be violence guilty. Such as
no,
this.
That's
yeah.
not Shaka. Mm-hmm. We all know no. him. He's a stand-up yeah. guy, philanthropy worker no, in the city like of that. Atlanta. He cares about the community.
His track record's pretty good.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
All right, yeah, so we'll keep you posted on what happens and develops in this story. Switching gears now. Earlier, we mentioned that
Woo!
Junior had been out for a week.
Shirley, your announcement is not the way I want to get into this.
Well,
it's so wonderful
your show.
And polite, Shirley.
It's
such a
it's your
wonderful
show.
Host. This damn fool done came in here this morning and told us I'm married now.
Dignified.
What the hell, Junior? Yeah. Well, what?
Yeah, because you remember all them questions I had been asking you? That's what I was getting prepared for. That's why I needed to know.
So for those that missed it, what happened, Junior?
I was over the weekend, I went down there to the church and got married. I'm really am married.
We still bugging out about this.
Yeah, Junior, I want you to hear how it sounded.
Over the weekend, I just, went on there, got down there and got married. You know, I was married now. I went down there and, all them questions I was asking you, there it was. And next thing I know, oh, Lord, I look up, ding dong, I'm married.
Well, yeah. Junior, we talk all the time. You never once mentioned this to me, ever. So, Junior, you are legally married right now? That's where you were last week?
That paperwork is amazing. Did you see your name on that marriage license?
But boy, who did you marry?
No, who married him?
I married a lady that I've been dating for a very long time. I love her. I mean, it really is.
Aww.
I mean, we just, when she walked in that chapel, man, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. That was so amazing. And I said, God is actually
on his mission, man. He actually did that for me.
You're not going to go from that statement to I'm trying.
Yeah.
Who you think? You think I'm stupid?
To soften
it
up.
You know, when she walked in, it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. She's coming down the aisle. I was just like, you know, God is, you know, and all of a sudden I'm having this realization, you know, who I am, you know, in this world and life of crime and criminology and, you know, just coming on the heels of that last story we just heard, and I'm sitting up here just trying to figure out how God is good to me, you know, because, you know, I felt shot myself. It was just, I felt like it was a shot of love for me, you know. I just tied it into the last story. It just felt like a shot of love to me. I said, boy, you what? What,
Junior? I hate to ask you this, Junior, but this is personal, but was she pregnant?
No.
I hate to ask you. Too old for that?
No.
It wasn't no shotgun wedding.
You ain't got to marry nobody because they pregnant no more.
Yeah. This wasn't no shotgun wedding, Junior.
Ask it, though.
You know,
congratulations, and, but you know, we're in shock.
So, do you have kids now?
Oh, what is going on?
I'm a husband, a father, and a grandfather on one day. I did all of that.
Oh, you gonna need therapy, boy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm actually, it has to be Mr. Junior now because I got grandkids.
Mr. Junior. Have you heard your voice? Ain't nobody finna call you Papa. Papa.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mr. Junior. We gotta get the rest of the story later. He said that's what we have to call him now. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after. Wow, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up. We have to talk about this Jackson, Mississippi ongoing water crisis and what's been happening. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A class action lawsuit has been brought against the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and the city's ongoing water crisis. It is the first federal class action lawsuit seeking injunctive relief and monetary damages against various government and private engineering entities over the neglect, mismanagement, and maintenance failures that led to an environmental catastrophe, leaving more than 153,000 Jackson area residents without access to safe running water. Legal counsel representing the plaintiffs stated government officials are turning a blind eye to contaminated water and letting a major American city's infrastructure crumble into disrepair. This lawsuit seeks to bring justice and safe, clean water to the Jackson community. Jackson's boil water notice was lifted almost a week ago, but many Jackson residents are still traumatized by the lead and harmful bacteria that may still be lurking in the water supply. Wow. I mean, yeah, this is
horrific.
Sad. Yeah, it's this so really, sad. Really is. Yeah.
Well, the sadness of it is this only happens in communities that are underserved, undertaxed, underprivileged, and black, period. It don't happen nowhere else. This is what happened in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
It only happens there. This don't happen in the Hamptons. This is not going to happen in the Prescott area in Dallas. This won't happen in Plano. Right. You know, no, this won't happen in Sugarloaf in Houston. It's not going to happen.
And it's sugar. It's Sugarland.
That's sugar okay. Land, it's okay.
It's a sugar loaf in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a sugar land in Texas. This ain't going to happen in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
No.
You better talk.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And you just have to, just tell the truth about it. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is, you know, our country is supposed to be the richest and most opportunities available and the freest country of them all. That's our claim. But we find a way to treat our people about as bad as a country with that reputation can do. Now, if your country don't have that reputation, if you led by a dictator, that's a horrible tyrant, that's you. But we're talking about the United States of America. And the fact that we can't even fix this water problem with all our resources. So hold on, let me ask you something. We can put a man in a spaceship, take him to the moon, land him, and bring him back to the same landing place. That's what we're able to do.
Yeah.
But we can't get the people in Jackson, Mississippi, some damn water. Help me understand that. Ready, set, go. Help me.
All right, Steve. We're going to move on and switch gears here because coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll talk to Sister Odell. She was over in London, and we'll see what happened over there for the Queen's funeral. We'll see right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Sister Odell is here. She brings us news from across the pond. She was in England.
Lord Jesus.
Newly convicted sounds like.
Keep me in arms. Whoa, he. Glory! Good morning, everyone.
Hey, ooh. Sister Odell.
Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Hey. Sippy. Sorry what's happening to the water, sweetie. We're going to pray for you. Get it all straight for the peoples down there. Hey, Junior boy.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Heard you got married this weekend and ain't tell nobody.
Yes, ma'am. That's actually what happened.
Yeah.
Well, that was dumb. How y'all doing today?
Wait, what? You just... Why
that
you say
was
that,
Sister Odell?
Just ain't nobody gonna say it to him but the truth teller, huh? All right, that's fine with me. That's what I'm here for. What's going on, everyone?
Well...
I'm not even gonna talk to him because I'm not sure. I'm gonna check.
You're going to check to see if he really got married?
My granddaughter works down at the coat. And I'm going to call down there and have her do the internet thing and see
if
it's
in there.
You can
check the marriage license.
Check to see if Junior got married.
Okay. Well, he is wearing a ring. That's some news. But the other thing that's going on, we heard you were in England. We don't know. Did you go to the Queen's funeral or were you over there?
Yes, I went over there. You know, me and the Queen used to roll a while back.
Wait a minute. What? Huh?
Before she was Queen, you know, she was just a white girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she's been Queen 70 years.
For 70
Wait.
Years.
Yeah. Wait.
Well, she's been the Queen 70 years. Before that, she was just a white girl. Okay. And that's when I know her.
Okay.
You know, we ran for almost 20 years. Then when she came queen, you know, she got all up there, you know. Act like she ain't know nobody then, you know. We hung out a couple times after that, you know. But, you know, I had to quit hanging with her because she started wearing all them different colors, you know.
Oh, with the matching hats.
You know, all that powder blue and yelling, all that. If you ain't going to wear missionary white, we can't run no more.
So people that hang with you have to wear white too, Sister?
Well, if we hanging, where is we going? I'm a missionary for Jesus. I ain't finna get off of that just because you the queen now. Yeah. You know, you might be the queen, but I'm going to see the king.
Amen, Sister Odell. Yes, Lord.
And I wanted to say also congratulations to the new king.
Yes.
He a handful now.
Yeah,
Lord, Charles wife III. Is. Woo, good Lord.
What about
now, Sister Odell?
Say it.
Truth need to be told.
See it.
Well, what is the truth? What do you mean?
I saw him and the queen standing together. I didn't know who was who.
Not who was who.
Are you saying they look alike?
Hey, queen, king, king, queen, queen. I didn't know who it was, but I was just as confused.
Your Majesty.
Hi, Your Majesty. Your King, Your Majesty. I didn't know what it was.
You know, he's pretty particular. You know,
the king is.
He's been throwing tantrums and firing people.
Oh, you know, he's been waiting to be king for a long time.
Yeah.
He in there showing his natural behind now. He ain't got him iron and shoelaces and, you know.
Are you heard about
making
that,
shepherd pie in the middle of the night.
That's a heavy meal.
Bringing extra hay into the room now.
Extra hay?
Well, the people, they got fired for bringing the hay in. They thought it was a horse in there. She got a black horse. Well, they thought it was her. That'll get your ass put out
wow,
the palace.
Look at the time. Okay.
Y'all ain't got time for the truth, huh?
We have to move on.
You said that you don't believe me, but you believe Junior.
Frank Fonglio.
Hold on.
With the very married Junior coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm not trying to run him away. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call. And guess who's in for the nephew? The newly married Junior. We just found this out today.
I know. I know.
That's why you were gone.
And boy, and you pranked us. Marriage, 3 days of marriage. Boy, this tough, huh? You been doing this how long?
What?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Did you say this is tough?
Ooh. Oof, man, 3 days in. Boy, it's pressure.
3 days?
Yeah, man.
Fool.
I need to come by the house, talk to you, man. This is just three days in.
You don't need to bring that attitude over here to talk to me. Woo! We 3 days in, boy. You think these 3 days is in hell? Wait till the third year.
Man, boy, I tell you, it's 3 days in, but it's tough as hell right now, man. The stuff we had an argument about last night.
What?
What?
On the second day.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you about it in a minute, but right now, here's your prank phone call. Your check bounced. Come on, Kat.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing
what
that
you
they
mean,
gonna
y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people
My
write
checks these. Are good.
Well,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if
do we?
One clear. Why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people
I
write these.
I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you gonna try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write check? What you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again.
Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Look, who is that she's calling you? Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did bad write a check. Bad check.
I didn't write no bad
check. Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of and, thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday, and I'm going to make sure I find your... Because you the person I want to see.
You're going
to... And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him. Because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this... talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this...
I told pastor when I got... But I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby. This
what did
is,
you say? What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There it is. Nephew Levis with it. Your check bounced.
Yeah, that's good. It. Hey, Junior.
Yeah. Let's let me skip tell all you that. Something.
Yeah, yeah. What y'all have an argument on 2 days in?
About what life. Side of the bed she want now. Now, I ain't never, you know, I'm left-handed. I need to be on the left side. She said, I like sleep on the left, but I'm, yeah, then we'll be arguing
but
about
who is she? Who is she, Junior?
My wife. Yeah.
You don't her. Even have the voice tone to say that. Who is that, Junior?
My wife. That's what the whole thing about, like, she's like, I'm sleeping on the left side. And I think it's because of my tone. I've tried to be aggressive with her. It didn't really work. It didn't come back right. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm sleeping on the left side. You understand me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that don't really.
Nothing
that
happened.
Don't make nobody even roll over.
Nobody roll.
Yeah, let alone get up and switch sides. That ain't even a roll over. I hear that. I be thinking.
How did he sound, Steve? How did he say?
Hey, I'm sleeping on the left side. I'm left-handed. You hear me? I'm left-handed. I'm on the left side.
It's bad.
Hey, I tell you right now, listen to this. This bed ain't big enough for the two of us.
Didn't move.
This bed ain't big enough for the two of us.
Ooh, we got to pray.
Well, all where right, you going to sleep in, little Junior?
Oh.
Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject is, I'm trying not to run him away. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Are we really good, Steve? Junior, are we really good? Okay. Subject. Thank you. Subject, I'm trying not to run him away. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old woman, and I'm with a man that is out of my league. Don't get me wrong. I have a great job, and I'm educated, but my past is sketchy. He's a surgeon, and his daughter just finished medical school. He's been divorced for 6 years, and he's ready to settle down with me. We met on a site for professional singles, and we've been dating for almost a year. I've never been married, but I worked as an escort and lived with a man for 14 years. Some say he was my pimp, but I looked at it as a business that we ran together, and we made a lot of money. During that time, I had a son by one of the guys I saw regularly. The guy found out he was the father, and he filed for custody and won because of my lifestyle. I have a good relationship with my son, and I paid for his private school tuition up until he graduated 2 years ago. I want to share this part of my past with my new boyfriend, but I do not want to run him away. I can't get that time back that I wasted as an escort, but I made sure that I changed my life for the better. My new man and I have run into my ex-pimp or whatever he was, and I told my boyfriend that he's an ex-boyfriend. In the past, my ex-pimp purposely destroyed a great relationship I was in simply because he was jealous. I can't let my new man find out that way. I have not even told him that I have a son. What kind of man will be okay with this? I feel like the longer I wait, the worse it will be. I have been in counseling because I don't feel worthy of a good man like this, but I know we all have skeletons. Do you think he will judge me or dump me? Well, he might do both. But that, of course, depends on how he feels about you and the plans he has for you guys moving forward. You said he wants to settle down with you, but he doesn't have all the facts. He doesn't know about your past, and he doesn't know that you have a son. Everyone in life, each and every one of us, has a past. Yours is different, and yours is way more colorful than a lot of people's. Yes, it is. But the thing is, you say you are no longer that person. That's what I'm going to focus on. You've changed for the better, but you can't seem to get past your past. So how do you expect others to get past your past? You are constantly judging yourself. You're ashamed. You haven't forgiven yourself. You're living with all this guilt and fear. This has to be eating you up inside. But who who are you now? Who are you now? That should be your focus. You know, you do need to sit down with this man and tell him you have a son who stays with his dad. Not telling him that looks very suspicious. Like, what else is she hiding he's going to be thinking? You do not want him to think you're faking. You do not want him to think that you're not who he thought you were. I mean, you're not, but you know, you'll have to explain that. You don't want him to find out from someone else. You will lose his trust that way. You got to tell him you have a son. He will ask you why you didn't tell him before. That's going to be a red flag for him. So I honestly think it's best to come clean with your guy now, right now, and tell him about your past. You got to do it. You don't have to tell him every little detail. And please don't mention the word pimp to him. Please don't do that. But tell him something. You have to. Because at some point, you're going to have to face your past, deal with it, let it go. It happened. You cannot change it. You're a better person now. You're worthy and valuable. You're seeing a therapist. I hope that they're telling you not to beat yourself up. You beat yourself up enough about your past. It's time to look to the future. If your boyfriend really loves you and wants you, he will accept you for who you are now. But you also have to accept who you are and who you were. Deal with that and move on with your life. Steve?
I don't know if I can.
It's a lot.
Because what I'm going to tell you is going to be a little bit different from what Shirley said. And you have to weigh it out for yourself. All right, let's go. I'm trying not to run him away. I'm a 47-year-old woman. I'm with a man that's out of my league. Don't get me wrong, I have a great job and I'm educated, but my past is sketchy. Whenever you start a letter like this, we have a problem. How are you dating a man that's out of your league? When clearly men have one objective, to marry up. We will get the best chick that we could get. The one that makes us look and feel the best. So stop thinking you're out of his league because you're not. Now, because I know the whole letter, I was going to tell you, you say I'm educated, but my past is sketchy. I know a lot of people with some sketchy past. I can't tell you half of mine. He's a surgeon and his daughter just finished medical school. He's been divorced for 6 years and he's ready to settle down with me. We met on the site for professional singles. We've been dating for almost a year now. I've never been married, but I worked as an escort and lived with a man for 14 years. Some say he was my pimp. Right here.
Hold on, Steve. Yeah.
We got to kill all this right here. Mm-hmm. It's going downhill with these two. Escort pimp. Downhill. Crashing. Playing on fire. Anybody got a parachute? What we gonna do?
All right. Hang on, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm not trying to run him away. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm trying not to run him away.
Well, this 47-year-old lady that's dating a man she claims is out of league, and she says, don't get me wrong, I got a great job and educated, but my past is sketchy. Well, her past is sketchy, but you shouldn't allow yourself to be married to your past. It's the future and who you are now. That's the key to this whole thing, right? But now we have a problem because we're going to get some information. He's been divorced for 6 years, ready to settle down with me. We met on the site for professional singles. We've been dating for almost a year. I've never been married, but I worked as an escort and I lived with a man for 14 years and some say he was my pimp. But I looked at it as a business and we ran together and we made a lot of money. Don't repeat that ignorant ass line to nobody else. Now we can't help you if you're gonna keep saying dumb sugar honey iced tea. And that's all this is. Damn it. You'll write us with this information and then want some damn help.
It's a lot.
Talking about I've been married, I worked as an escort, and I lived with a man for 14 years. Some say he was my pimp. But I looked at it as a business that we ran together. We made a lot of money. What? During that time, I had a son by one of the guys I saw regularly. What? The guy found out he was the father and filed for custody and won because of my lifestyle. What? Lady, you can't tell this to no damn body. It ain't going over good with me. I don't even want you.
And you don't judge like that.
I don't. But you give me this information, and the next word out of my mouth is, I want to marry you. Something wrong with me at this point. I'm just going to be honest. We know all y'all listen, Steve, give her hope and all like that. You messed up, though, because you started the relationship wrong. You didn't divulge this information, and you can't pop this on this man now. I have a good relationship with my son, and I paid for his private school tuition until he graduated 2 years ago. I want to share this part of my past with my new boyfriend, but I don't want to run him away. Lady, he gone. Soon as you say this, he gone. And I can't think of no man that would stay unless his other hustle when he ain't being a surgeon is he a pimp.
What?
What? Is he a pimp in the world?
I don't know of a guy that can sign up for this. I can't get that time back that I wasted as an escort, but I made sure that I changed my life for the better. Okay, now we're working with the positive. You've changed your life. You're moving forward. That's good. Congratulations. But the thing about sin is that I learned, it costs you more than you want to pay, and it makes you stay longer than you want to stay. And everybody got a sin that they got to deal with. Congratulations on pulling yourself together and climbing up and changing your life, and I commend you for that, sister. My new man and I have run into my ex-pimp, or what I just told you to quit saying.
Stop saying that.
I just told your ass four lines back. Stop saying escort and pimp. Now, you talking about you ran up into your ex-pimp or whatever he was. You know what he was. He was the pimp. Y'all run a business together, and you the only one with the product, and he's staying at the house collecting money. That's a pimp. And I told my boyfriend that he's an ex-boyfriend in the past. My ex-pimp. Damn it. I done told you to quit saying pimp. My ex-pimp purposely destroyed a great relationship I was in simply because he was jealous. I can't let my new man find out that way. Well, how else he gonna find out? I have not even told him that I have a son.
That's later.
What kind of man would be okay with this? I don't know. Unless he a pimp. I'm just told you.
A pimp slash surgeon.
No, I've told you. Unless he a surgeon and he's pimping on the side.
No.
I feel the longer I wait, the worse it will be. It's already been a year. I've been in counseling because I don't feel worthy of a good man like this. You can get out of counseling. You need prayer. But I do know we all have skeletons. Do you think he would judge me and dump me? He gone. He gone. You gonna write this one off. Start over. Deuces. The next man you meet, tell him that you have a son. You can leave your past out of this. What have you been doing? I've been working various jobs. Stop saying escort. Stop saying you had a pimp. You don't have to report that news to nobody. It ain't nobody's damn business. Everybody deserves to recover and get it right.
Right.
I think you should go ahead and tell this guy and see what he do.
Yep. All right, Steve. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter.
I'm trying not to run him away, but when you tell him this.
On demand. Up next, it is Sports Talk with a newly married junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, you're married, so you probably haven't seen many sports.
Hell no, you in a sport called marriage. Yeah, this
Junior,
is a sport.
I got some questions.
Go ahead. Yeah. Skip sports. We need to talk. Go ahead.
I need to talk to you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I don't understand. Like,
you're never going to understand.
Okay. That's never? I ain't going to ever understand?
No, you cannot figure a woman out. Put your damn hand down. Because he's talking about you.
I'm just saying.
What, Junior?
You remember you had told me a while back, like, it's time for you to get out. You need to go and get married.
When I tell you that?
Probably about 3 years ago. You said, Joe, it's time. You look like an old horse out there, you need to get married. You remember that? Now I got married. He told me I look like an old horse. You ain't got no more sway. Just an old horse.
When you have a pot belly, you should be married.
He's working on it.
Yeah. And so I'm just saying, now I got married. Now what I do?
What?
Yeah. I didn't get married now. Now what I'm supposed to do?
No.
I know.
Stop worrying.
I'm just so worried.
Junior, you don't even understand what this is.
What am I supposed to do now?
Yeah.
Because I'm finna hurt him.
He needs to hear the truth.
Junior, you now belong to another person. You have signed up for a contract that allows this person to determine a lot of things in your life that you've never needed help with before. Why we got to park back here? This place is closer. Because I don't want nobody to scratch your car. But I don't want to walk this far.
Mm-hmm. I got on these heels.
Wait. I've never had to consider this type of stuff before.
Yeah, you have to do all of this?
Everything. Why you leave that door open?
Because
if I go back over there to get another cookie, I ain't got to open the door. Well, damn it, close the door and open it every time you want a cookie.
Can I tell you something? I've realized that when I go get a bottle of water, I got to bring two back. I just came back with one bottle of water.
Stupid ass think you the only one thirsty?
Love it. The little thing.
Oh, you're going to want some sex, but I can't get no water. What? What are you doing with this?
I've been doing that. That's the very thing you talk about. I've been doing that for 5 days. Yeah. I ain't understood none of this.
Yeah. Heard before you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got to move on, Junior. Coming up, I don't know how we can, but we're going to. Coming up
you
at the top of the
is
hour.
Is now us.
Did you know that middle-aged white women travel to Africa for sex? Surprised anyone? All right, we'll be back.
Middle-aged white women travel to Africa for sex. I understand.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so did you guys know that Gambia is the biggest sex tourism destination in Africa for European women? Mm. Who knew?
It is.
Yeah. Yes, older retired British women and other European women visit the country in search of young men to date or pay for sex. The men are called bumpsters, and this is big business for the young African men. But after more than 30 years of seeing thousands of middle-aged and older women visit annually for sex tourism, the Gambia government is sick of it and seeks to change Gambia's reputation. The director of Gambia's tourism board stated, huh, what'd you say?
I know some dudes over there going, I'll be damned. The hell are you over here? Why are you talking to us about this? Go ahead.
The director of Gambia's tourism board stated, what we want is quality tourists, tourists that come to enjoy the country and the culture, but not tourists that just come for sex. You say what, Steve Harvey?
I mean, I understand that. What the government is saying and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We talking about supply and demand.
Okay.
You know, they coming over here demanding it. I don't know what you want these dudes to do, because they are dudes now. And, you know, I don't know what, like,
bumpsters.
Yeah, they might be called bumpsters, but, you know, you got to find them from somewhere, so they got to have business cards, websites.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could, they
word
got commercials out.
Commercials.
Come. Yeah. Come. Oh. See, yeah. Africa.
Yeah.
The way it really is.
Yeah.
We've carried your bags.
Mm-hmm.
We've picked your cotton.
Oh.
Now come let her lay your ass down.
That's the commercial.
I love it.
No, here's another commercial. Tired of feeling guilty. Mm. Colonialization bothering you.
Oh.
Guilt racking your nerves.
You just say anything.
Come to Gambia and pay us all back.
Yeah.
It's a small gesture.
Yeah.
But come and cleanse yourself in the motherland. And then the drums start. Everything is drum. Everything is done by the beat of the drum. Pick the beat you like, and we'll match you up with the boy.
What?
The bumpster.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Boop. Boop.
That's choice one. Choice two. Choice three, you could have got this in Jackson, Mississippi with the sonic boom. Yeah, you didn't even have to go to Africa for that. You could have went to the HBCU.
Freaknik.
You could have saved yourself a whole lot of money in that trip if that's what y'all are trying to do. But we doing the same thing over here.
Oh, wonder how much they get paid. Yeah.
I mean, Gambia should embrace this. Definitely, they really should embrace it.
Well, they did for 30 years.
Oh, it's some men over here doing it for real.
Yeah. Should do. Embrace it.
Yeah.
First of all, everybody.
Yeah, they want to clean up their image, though.
Mm-mm. Go and embrace it.
Don't just come over here for sex. Enjoy our country. Enjoy our culture. Okay.
It's helping the economy, though. It's helping the economy.
Yeah, it is. You say it's commerce.
Yeah, it's commerce driven. Yeah.
It is definitely helping.
I got to look it up and see how that's done on a serious note. Yeah. Because I've never heard of it.
No, neither have I.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
I know they've been doing it over here with athletes for years.
For years.
All right, man. You better tell us.
You do what you got to do, huh?
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for you. Would you enroll your child in the Donda Academy? That's the question. It's Kanye's exclusive private school in California, and reportedly Kanye makes the parents of the students sign a non-disclosure agreement before the child is admitted. A consultant to Donda Academy stated that parents who want to enroll their children in the school are looking for a good Christian school in that area, and there's also a certain notoriety that comes with being affiliated with Donda, so there's no need to advertise. The school has around 100 children currently enrolled, and for the record, no, Kanye's own children do not attend the school. Remember, he spoke out on social media about that a couple of weeks ago. The school is not accredited by the state of California.
Mm. If his kids ain't in there, why is mine going?
Him and Kim are battling about that.
Yep. He came out and talked about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's difficult to send your child to school.
I think it's
accredited.
He's done something like that as opening a school.
Yeah.
If it's not accredited, how do the kids get credit towards graduation or some kind?
Yeah, you got to work on that part.
You want to make an accreditation. That legitimizes it.
Exactly.
That just makes sense. What you don't want to do is have these kids go to school, and then when they have to go to a regular school, they got to start over.
But what I do like about it, though.
Kindergarten and your ass is 9.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather always be underdressed and tacky or be overdressed and gaudy? And just gaudy.
That's what I was this weekend. Overdressed and gaudy.
Underdressed and tacky or overdressed and gaudy. I'm going to go with the overdressed and gaudy. I'm going to feel how you want to feel about me. Yeah. I'm going to keep it picky.
Yeah. I'm going overdressed, yeah.
I know we had a picnic, and I know the suit is pink, but this is all I had.
And what's with that big brooch on your lapel?
Yeah.
All that.
All right. Would you rather be bad in bed and not know it, or have bad body odor and not know it? So bad in bed and not know it, or have bad body odor and not know it? Ew.
I'm going with A all day long. Because at least I'm busy. I'm busy, though.
You might not be good at it, but
so you
but
rather
I'm busy.
Be bad in bed and don't know it though. Than bad body odor and don't know it.
Yeah. I smell good, but I'm busy.
Well.
What, Steve? What's yours?
What you going to do, huh?
Well, it's a twofold question, because now I go with being bad in bed and don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay. But my prior life, I could not allow that to happen.
So you
Della reputation.
So you'd rather have bad body odor in
you know, but you've never heard that about me. Well, he wasn't nothing. I was disappointed. No, a lot of stuff about me, but you ain't heard that. That rumor ain't out nowhere.
But you'd rather people say bad body odor?
My bad, dog. Just came from the gym. How about that?
Every time.
You know, I saw you fall back just now. I think I know what that is. My bad. I apologize. Woo! That kind of got me a little bit too. All right now. Yeah. Woo! You do. I said, my bad. Hey, dog. Hey, dog, come on, man. You ain't got to wipe your eyes with tissue. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. But bad body odor and not know it. Okay. Yeah.
Come on, dog. Come on now. Get up out the flow. All this faintness stuff.
He passed out. He fainted.
Yeah.
All right. Last one, I think, depending on time. Junior, newly married, would you rather forget your wife's birthday or forget her anniversary?
Oh, I'll forget that anniversary. I mean, not the anniversary. I forget that birthday.
No, you're not. That's the wrong answer.
Junior, you got work. You got work to do. All right, we'll be back with our last break of the day. And at 49 minutes after, some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day, and it is time for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey. What you got, Steve?
Well, my closing remarks is because I found out that my young mentee got married over the weekend.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats, so, Junior. Thank you.
You can play the closing remark music, but...
You ain't got to. I just have questions.
Like, you have questions? Go ahead. I'm going to ask them as serious as I can.
Yeah, come on, Dave. I mean... Because you know, you already see I'm already struggling. I'm already treading water. You see already that I'm having
poor
issues.
Baby.
And so I need to just
day
know.
Three.
At day
three. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You better do just, that count.
And I'm saying, just like, you know, is everything I got to do about her, like, is anything in this for me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be something for you. But I want you to, these are the rules.
Everything.
You know, you and her, you signed a contract, Junior. He is now she, and she is now he. Every time you get ready to say he or I, you have to think of her. See, me is no longer me. It's we.
I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Her is no longer her. It's us.
Tell jokes like that.
What is no longer what is how.
Every day? Every day?
To your ass divorce her. Yeah.
What
else you need to know?
Cause okay, well, how about food? If I'm out at a fast food restaurant, I got to bring something back.
Well, let me explain something to you. You can come up in that house and sit down with your bag in front of the TV and start eating out of it if you want to.
You better school them.
And
Steve.
The fact that you didn't consider her. Or call her to ask her if she wanted anything. You've made your last decision alone. Every decision you make moving forward, Junior, has to filter and incorporate her in the decision. If not, the penalty is severe. Next question.
Because I'm saying, Uncle, like, you know, like I did because she was fine.
No, right here. See that right? You said, I'm saying, you won't say nothing else no more. let that be the last time you say you said something. Go ahead, next question.
So you just said if you said something, so now I'm finna say something, so I need to stop saying that?
No, go ahead and say it. You can say it to me.
Okay, I'm saying to you, because I'm trying to tell you, like my money, like, I got to
Our. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our.
Our.
O-U-R.
O.
My.
H-H-H-H. O-O-O. Our. My money gone now? My money gone?
Oh, hell. What?
My money
gone? Let me
gone?
Ask you something. Let me ask you a question. Watch this right here. And I don't even know the answer to this. Who paid for the wedding?
Oh, man. I did.
Okay, well, you don't think there's some more coming behind that?
Oh, man.
You think all you was going to do was pay for the wedding?
That's it.
You finna pay for lifestyle, everything. What else your stupid ass want to know? Go ahead.
Steve. Am I ever going to be right again? Am I ever going to be right?
No, you're wrong. From now on, get used to it. Your damn opinion. What? I'd ask you what you thought. You ain't no, listen to me. The key to being married, listen to me, Junior. Here's the key to being married. This is rule number one. All you need to know from now on, you can be happy or you can be right. Pick.
Mm-hmm. I like being right. I've been right a long time. I've been right all.
Cool. Okay, cool. Cool.
So what that
cool.
mean?
Then your ass ain't finna be happy. Next question.
Oh, my God. All of this has got to...
Yeah,
okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Ooh, he's not gonna make it.
Mm-mm. Her family? Yeah. I got all her family, too?
Yeah. Everything come with his package.
Okay.
Does she have kids?
Yes, sir.
You are now a father.
Okay.
Does the kids have any kids?
Yes, sir.
You are now a grandfather.
What?
Yeah. Your little ass that ain't never been married, you done been into the whole enchilada. your ass is now a husband, a daddy, and a granddaddy. And 3 days in, you don't even know what's coming.
Okay, now let me ask you, how do you be a grandfather? I don't have no grandfather advice other than stop, put that down, get from over there. That's all I got. Yeah. What do grandfathers do?
And they going to hate you.
Wait a minute. I didn't mess around.
You're about to find out just how stupid you really are.
This is such gloom and doom.
This is horrible.
The wife is going to tell you, the children are going to tell you, and the grandkids will let you know. Yeah. And Junior.
Yes, sir.
With all that said, marriage can be one of the greatest things that's ever happened to you. You just got to learn the damn rules. And right now, you don't know them.
And you're not helping.
What year does that kick in? Because these 3 days.
It need to kick in now.
3 days in.
Junior, we'll be discussing this tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior is now married. And we're doing Steve Harvey counseling. We'll begin on tomorrow.
You're the worst.
And tomorrow we will be discussing the positive aspects of marriage. Because right now, for you, there are none.
Congratulations, Junior.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.